You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wagner Auto Service. They do it all at Wagner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wagner Towing and Auto is available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wagner Auto. Call 647-3443. From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Hunter Coy leads off for Weston. It's the top of the fifth inning. Thomas Hohner ready and deals. That is a ball low. Philly joined by manager extraordinaire Hayden Burke.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it up here, Phil. Super nice. Enjoying the game with you.
Hohner from the windup. The pitch chopped toward third. Knocked down by Isaac Gall. Picks it up. Throws in time. One up, one down.
Nice play by Isaac getting the ball out.
Yeah, he charged the ball well. Sometimes I think as an infielder, it's easy to let the ball play you where you wait back on it.
Yeah.
It rolls up on you or whatever. He took charge. Here comes Blake Bingham, who popped out his first time up. And he'll dig this one out, bounces it back to the pitcher. Hohner field throws in time. Wes Bosworth at the other end, and two up, two down. Again, just three pitches, two outs.
You know, I'm going to give Weston credit for putting the ball in play, and I just feel like they're getting some unfortunate falls.
And I think that's kind of their whole style. They're aggressive up there. They get a lot of hits, not afraid to be up there and swinging away. Nothing across here in the fifth inning. Two outs, and the pitch is upstairs. Garrett Granger leading off, top of the order. He's had a good career for the Eagles. Here comes the next pitch. That one is up high for a ball.
Yeah, last two pitches by Thomas have been a little high, so he's going to bring that down a little bit.
He's been right around the plate, though, and he's got, just one walk today. Total of three strikeouts. Here's the pitch. That one is high. So it goes to three balls and no strikes.
Yeah.
Boy, the school year's going by fast, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
From the windup. Here's the pitch. That's a strike call. 3-1. You got your days marked on the calendar, Hayden?
Oh, yeah. I'm counting them down.
All right.
Ready for summer and get back out to on the boat fishing. So.
Oh, there you go. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And did he get a piece of it? Looks like he did. So strike two.
Full count here.
Yep.
Got to protect the plate. And Thomas got to throw a good ball here.
From the windup, here's the pitch. That's high. Ball four. He walked him, and Granger is aboard with two away.
Man, still, that's only two walks for Thomas tonight. I mean, pitching a really good game, but...
Yes, he is. He's given up three Weston hits. A team that has a lot of potential for hits. I believe they had 12 hits last night. Took a few walks as well. Runner at first, and Hohner ready. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. Isaac Jennings has doubled and flown out to left field tonight. Hohner back from the stretch, checks the runner at first, and the pitch swung on and popped left field line. It's hooking foul. Haiti runs out of room over here in the left field corner.
Yeah, you got to wonder if that wind's a little bit of a factor, that ball hooking out the fence, so...
You're right. It looks like it's maybe picked up a little bit.
Yeah. Got some gray clouds moving out.
Judging by the flag out there, throw to first and the runner back in time. Garrett Granger getting down and dirty. So his mom Lisa's going to have to launder his uniform tonight maybe, huh? Or maybe Scott will. I don't know. Here's the pitch down low for a ball.
Yeah, that one was low. He's got to pick it up and get it right dead center in the middle, and he'll be throwing strikes. But
2-1 on Isaac Jennings. Garrett Granger with a four-step lead. He's off. There's the pitch with a runner going to second, swinging and a foul. No, he's going to knock it down. Picked up by Gall. Everybody is safe. Right down the third base line there.
Yeah.
We're looking through the sun, trying to see everything that's going on out there.
Yeah, the clubs are moving.
Need a visor.
Yeah.
So runners at first and second, two away for Trevor Westfall. Trevor has grounded out and singled today. Weston with a little uprising in the top of the fifth inning. Owner is set to go. Here's the pitch, ripped toward center field. Coming on the center fielder, Dosh, and he's got it for the third out.
Oh.
That'll do it. In the inning for Weston, no runs, no hits. There was an error and two left on. We go to the bottom of inning number five, Richland Center leading it today, 6-0 over the Silver Eagles, visiting here to RCHS. And this is high school baseball from WRCO Sports.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones, too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Oh. Welcome back to Richland Center High School. The Weston Silver Eagles warming up here for the fifth inning of work. And the batter will be Ethan Haiti, is 2-for-2. Thomas Hohner will follow. And then Brady Dosh, who's 3-for-3. Warm-ups continue. I'm trying to see if that... I have a hard time seeing the number. And Weston's numbers kind of blend into the back of their jersey. But can you see the number on the pitcher? May have to go out on the deck. I want to make sure that that's still Trevor. They gave the pitcher a little bit extra warm-up time, and here comes Ethan Haiti, the batter.
Looks like it's the same guy.
All right. From the windup, there's the pitch. That's a strike call.
Wow. Fast and accurate right down the center. Haiti's got to look at that one.
Trevor's got 3 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2 strikes.
Wow.
Ethan Haiti. He and his sister were named the Athletes of the Month by Richland Sports Medicine recently, so congratulations. Here's the pitch, swing, and a miss, and there is one away. Westfall with 4 strikeouts tonight.
Well, Westfall, man, that was a good 3 pitches.
The batter will be Thomas Hohner.
You know, Phil, do you find it surprising they still got Thomas out there batting after the game? He's, you know, continue throwing, so.
Good bat. Here's the pitch, and he bunts it foul. Nothing and one.
Yeah, he's bunted a couple times I've seen tonight, so I'm wondering if maybe just kind of keeping it easy on him a little bit, making sure his...
He'll call time and stand back in. Yeah, a lot of times your high school pitchers are some of your better hitters, and sometimes they'll tell you they'd rather be hitting just to kind of stay in the game. Here's the pitch. That one is down low as he squared the bunt and brought it back. But I think overall, you know, your head is still in the game when you're batting, too.
Yeah.
Like on the bench, maybe you lose a little bit of that competitiveness. Here's the pitch. And it is called a strike. Strike 2.
The vibration off your bat probably wakes up your arm a little bit, too.
Could be. There you go.
Sun's gone down a little bit. So
yeah.
A little bit better vision now.
One away and a 1-2 count on Thomas Hohner. The pitch. And he swung and missed it. Looks like it may have been dropped by Granger, and he tags the runner for good measure, and there are 2 away. So 5 Ks now for Trevor Westfall, and that'll bring up Brady Dosh. top of the order for the Hornets. Dosh with three hits today.
Yeah, Brady's having a good game, so let's see if he can get a fourth one here. We'll see.
Here's the pitch by Weston. It's fouled back out of play for strike one. Nothing in one. Weston infield with two outs, playing back a couple of steps. Here comes the next pitch. This one rocketed toward right field. Right field area. Nice play by Bingham, ranging back from second base, hauls it in for the third out.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Bingham. Getting back to where he needed to be to get that ball out of the air. So.
You bet. Good range for Logan. That's the final out. Hornets go 1-2-3 for the first time this afternoon. And through five innings, Richland Center leads it 6-0 over Weston in high school baseball from WRCO Sports.
Right outside your door, there's a lifetime of memories waiting to be made. All-American Do-It Center is your number one place to get the world's number one composite decking, Trex. Trex decking won't stain. It won't need to be stained. It doesn't warp, nor is damaged by insects. Trex decking has a 25-year limited residential warranty. Start your new deck now with Trex Composite at All-American Do-It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. It is the top of the sixth inning. Garrett Jennings stands in. He's 1-for-2. Singled back in the first inning, facing Thomas Hohner. Hohner cruising along here, and his team has staked him to a 6-0 lead. From the windup, here's the pitch. Changeup, foul back by Jennings.
Yeah, Thomas Hohner, really, really nice game, and Lemke said that he needed him primed up for the nine. He came ready to deliver.
Yep. Pitched well. Lots of games, so a lot of people have to step up and pitch. Here's the changeup. Bounced between third and short. Glove there by Miller. Comes up firing and got him for the out. One up, one down.
Oh, nice throw. Good play by Miller and nice catch by Bosworth.
That'll bring up Colton Newman, who is 0-for-2 on the day.
Got to have good awareness on where your foot is on that bag when you're trying to catch the ball. And
good point. And then trying to stay on there if the throw is off target. Sometimes you'll see first basemen almost do the splits.
Yeah.
Hohner from the windup. Here's the pitch and a swing at a piece of it. Nothing in one.
Lucky there's nobody on the bag. That ball kind of went out of the zone.
So back it goes to the pitcher. From the windup, here's the pitch. Took a lot off that one, and it's a ball. One ball and one strike. Boy, some youngsters are having a good time somewhere. We can hear them. I don't know where they're underneath the bleachers. Here's one high fly ball to center field. Left fielder is coming over, and he will make the grab. Haiti hauls it in for the second out. Last night, I was watching the youngsters, and they were playing. It looked like a hybrid of football and baseball combined. They had a bat, but they had a football out there. I couldn't quite figure that, what was going on. But
you never know what those young people got in mind.
Lots of fun. A lot of energy in the spring. Here's the pitch, and that one is upstairs.
That'd be a heck of a sport, football and baseball in one.
Yeah.
Football's
kind of hard to hang on to, you know.
Yeah.
Especially if somebody hit it with a bat. Here's the next pitch, and that is down low for a ball. That's how sports are developed. I think that's kind of maybe pickleball. You know, that's a hybrid of some other sports. It's become famous. They even show it on TV now.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. This one popped first base side. Bosworth going a long way. Can't get it. Kind of lost his glove over there. That's strike one.
Once in a while, I'll turn on some rugby.
Really? That's a rough sport.
Yeah, that is a rough sport.
And now in the state of Wisconsin, there's lacrosse. There's some schools that have it.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about the sport, but maybe if it ever gets this way, I'll have to learn about it.
Yeah.
2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball back to the pitcher. Nice play. Thomas and Hohner will throw him out. Bingham is gone, and Weston is retired in order in the sixth inning.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I've seen a lot of hits like that tonight, Phil, that have been right back to Thomas and a quick little throw to first base and just kind of getting them out. But as we're heading into the late sixth inning, going into the seventh inning.
Very important that you have a good defensive pitcher, and Thomas is covering a lot of ground around the mound. So that'll do it in the sixth inning for Weston. We go to the bottom of the sixth next. Hornets leading 6-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams & Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Garrett Jennings is on the hill here for Weston in the sixth inning. And after a couple of balls delivered to Jacob McDonald, Jacob will foul it off for strike one. Lane Miller and then Wes Bosworth due for the Hornets in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah,
there's a pitch and it's called a little bit inside.
We put the three biggest guys at the top of the order, so.
Mm-hmm. McDonald, one of those, doing a good job at catching today. Here's the pitch, and he bounces this one towards second base. Logan Bingham is over and throws him out to the other side to Hunter Coy. One up, one down.
And here comes Miller.
Yep.
He's had a good day.
Yeah, he has. Singled and scored, knocked in a run last time. And he will check in. 6-0, Hornets leading, bottom of the sixth inning here at Richland Center High School. Hornet soccer team trailing 6-0 to Galena. There's a strike call to Miller. 0-1.
Good pitching.
We haven't got our binoculars out to see that softball scoreboard yet, but hoping to get a score on that. Here's the pitch. That one is called just a little bit low on Lane, and the count is 1-1. I have a new grandson named Lane. It's a good, solid name.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch inside. Backs Ooh. Him away.
Yeah, I had to move away from that one.
2-1, the count. Eagles return to conference action on Thursday night against North Crawford. Here's a check swing and a ball down low. And Hayden, the Hornets return. Actually, they'll be in the conference action coming up on Thursday, won't they?
Yep, taking on Flying Arrows and Lancaster.
Here's the next pitch. That one is going to be ripped toward center. Coming on to center fielder, plays it on the bounce, and Miller has his second hit. One away.
Should be a good game if we end up securing the win here and coming off on Thursday in conference game. So.
Mm-hmm. And I think Richland Center plays in Weston at the Weston Tournament later this year, don't they?
Yep. Yeah, we'll be attending the tournament.
Could see each other again. Wes Bosworth tonight has a double, and he has scored. Here's a rip toward the middle, and it's going to be knocked down there by the shortstop coming across to the first base bag. Not in time to get Wes Bosworth, who beats it out.
Runners on first and second here. Looks like Isaac Gauld up to the plate.
Yep, Isaac has reached on an error. He has grounded out a couple of times. He does have an RBI, to his credit. So
yeah,
two on, one away.
Not a bad batting night for him.
Yeah, he's made some plays on defense. Jennings ready. The pitch is taken for a strike. Nothing and one to Isaac. Cole Wasinger in the hitter's circle. Jennings toes the rubber. Runners lead at one and two. Here's the pitch. That one is going to be swung on and missed. Strike two.
Man, he's throwing fast.
Now, Garrett's a good, solid pitcher, and he works quickly. You know, he's got the ball. He's ready to work.
Yeah.
Back to the belt. And here's Garrett's pitch. That's taken outside.
Oof. Man, but he's throwing right in the zone, and he's throwing quick, so.
One and two. Yeah, if you're a batter, you got to be ready. Gauld back in. Here's the pitch, and he swings and bounces it in play right inside the first base line. Picked up by the pitcher, and he'll throw him out on the play. The runners move to second and third. So Garrett Jennings makes the play over to Hunter Coy, and that'll bring up Cole Wasinger.
Yeah. Hornets got two players on bags, one in second, one in third, scoring position. See if Wasinger can bring him in.
Hornets leading at 6-0, last of the sixth inning, and here is Wasinger. The pitch is popped. Foul, out of play. Nothing in one.
Man, those cars aren't too far away. They get a good piece of one of those. Some of them may be mad about their windshield.
I know. I usually try to park. Somebody took my spot today, so I'm quite a ways away. Here's a rip down the right field line. That's going to get in there for a base hit. Miller is going to score. They've got Bosworth held at third, and Cole Wasinger is at first with RBI. How about that?
Yeah. Just putting the bat to the ball tonight, it seems like. And, I mean, the defense is alive and ready, so
that
looking good.
Logan Peterson. Peterson with a fly ball. He has reached on an error and struck out. Runners moving. First is going to be moving to second. They'll allow that. Stolen base now for Wasinger, and it's a ball to Peterson.
Wasinger's got some speed on him, so he can make the run.
Runners leading. Two away. Here's the pitch. Inside. Backed him away. Two balls and no strikes. Ethan Hady on deck for the Hornets in the sixth.
Yeah, this is some faster pitching for Peterson. So
here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Trevor Westfall starting the game, striking out a total of four batters. 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Down low. It gets by. Hornets going to try to score. Throw to the plate. Not in time. And a runner moves to third. So the Hornets played another one here. They're up 8-0.
Yeah, Phil, as you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of space behind the catcher. So, I mean, that gives an advantage to the team that's got somebody on third to get home.
Every park is different. I know when the Hornets were at Boscobel last week, that backstop was right by the catcher. Here's the pitch outside for a ball, and he walked in. That'll mean Logan Peterson takes a base. Runners at the corners.
Yeah, that's got to be. That was a cold baseball game, Phil.
Oh, duh. Yeah, Henry Bray bought his UTV so he could park by the backstop and get out of the wind. But, yeah, that's. Hopefully we don't have any more cold ones like that.
Yeah, I hope not. That was brutal on the wind, man. Oof.
Hornets going to bring in a pinch batter here, Hayden. It looks like Avery McGlynn.
Yeah, who's he coming in for?
Ethan Hady.
Oh, it's interesting.
Batting in the seventh spot in the bottom of the inning. So there are runs aboard that could end this game in six innings. It is 8-0 Richland Center. Timeout for the plate to be swept off.
I was going to say, I could barely see it down there, all covered in dirt.
Yep. They get her clean. Now we're ready to go. Jennings set to work. Oh, timeout as the batter steps out, calls time, and gets back in. Jennings to the belt. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside for a ball.
Two outs.
Yep. Boy, Garrett Jennings is throwing the ball hard. Runners lead at first and third. The 1-0 pitch outside. Runner moves to second base. That's a stolen base for Peterson.
Yeah, they get these two guys home and the game's over.
Right.
But two outs, so.
2-0 on the batter. Here's the pitch.
Wow.
Ripped in the air to left field. Down the line. That is hooking foul. He pulled it down the line. Out of play.
Yeah, you got to wonder if that wind was a factor, but it doesn't look like the flags are blowing too much, so.
So the count goes to 2-1 to Avery McGlynn. Jennings is set. The pitch. Reached out and touched. Foul. First base side. Strike two.
Yeah, Avery's down with two strikes. He's really got to protect the plate and make sure it's the right one when he swings. But
Thomas Hohner is on deck here for the Hornets. Garrett Jennings back to the mound here in the sixth inning, working from the stretch. Runners lead at 2-3. Jennings with a pitch. Down low, ball three.
Man, I can hear him from up here yelling pumpkin.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Every team's kind of got their calling card. Here's the pitch. That is taken outside for a ball, and they're loaded up.
Ooh.
That was close, and McGlynn draws a walk.
Yeah, that was a... Got to be careful here. I mean, if I was a pitcher, I'd be a little nervous. But, man, if I was a batter, I'd also be nervous. You got to put that ball in play.
Thomas Hohner gets some words from his coach.
Yeah, I wonder what that talk was about.
Well, we'll see. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. Thomas is the ninth, make up the eighth batter of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and he bounces one back to the pitcher. Fielded there by Jennings. Weston will get out of it with a throw to first in time. And the Hornets strand the bases loaded, but they do come away with a couple of runs in the inning. Two runs on three base hits. No errors and three left on.
Weston's going to have to put on a clinic here to come back and win this thing.
Oh, go out and have a little fun. Man.
Yeah.
Go up there swinging. We go to the seventh. Hornets leading 8-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Leading off here in the seventh inning for Weston is Corbin Gross. We followed by Hunter Coy and Blake Bingham. Here we go. And the first pitch is going to be swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Well, it looks like Hayden that Thomas Hohner is going to try to go the distance.
Yeah, and he's thrown a good game the whole way there. So
here's the next pitch. That one is high. Ball one.
Got to give credit where it's due to Thomas, man. He's throwing all seven innings and throwing good. So
not been overpowering. He's just been real consistent. The pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. Three strikeouts, two walks. He's only given up three Weston hits.
And I give credit to Weston for, I mean, they're just still grinding away and putting the ball in play. So
from the windup, there's the pitch. That one is high, 3-1. And they've been aggressive. They've hit quite a few at Richland center fielders as well.
Yeah, and yesterday we were on the other side of this game, so I know how they're feeling.
Here's one popped first base side. Wes Bosworth thinks he has room. He's over along the dugout and makes a great grab, runs into the fence, and makes the play.
Wow.
Good hustle.
Yeah, good hustle and way to take it into the fence.
So, batter coming up here is Coy, I believe. And he will stand in here, number 8 hitter in the order for Weston. Thomas Hohner from the windup. There is the pitch. This one is swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Two hits in the opening inning for Weston. A double and a single. They've had just one safety since that time. Trailing the Hornets 8-0 here in the top of the seventh inning.
Lemke going out to get the ball that someone missed. Timeout. Heading back to the dugout. And Thomas is going to get ready on the mound.
Back to the pitcher's rubber from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Strike two. Breeze blowing a little bit out of the west.
Yeah, it looks like one out. Some's kind of in my way, but yeah, one out.
From the windup, here comes the pitch. This one swung on and popped up behind the catcher, and McDonald watches it go out of play.
A lot of those tonight.
Mm-hmm. Hornet girls soccer team trailing 6-0 to Galena in conference play tonight. Here's the pitch. That was high for a ball. Count goes to 1-2. A couple of Hornets are loosening up the arms. Just kind of get limbered up here toward the end of the night. Pitch is outside for a ball.
Yeah, so like I said, they put Bosworth in yesterday at the end of the game, maybe warming him up. And
here's the pitch. This one popped up, foul ball out of play. And I'm not sure, we're not privy to the information on what Thomas's pitch count is, but I presume he's still below 100.
Yeah.
One away. There's been no real move in case he does get in a little bit of a jam here, though. They've got a couple players warming up. That pitch is taken for a ball, it looks like.
Yeah, and that's, I can see from here, that's Bosworth out there in the bullpen warming up.
That's Abe Bosworth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the pitch. It's high for a ball, and Hunter Coy draws a walk.
Abe warming up, and you got Wes on first base. Abe threw a pretty good couple throws yesterday at the end of the game, so might see a little action from him tonight.
Here is Bingham, and the pitch is going to be taken for a ball. Or no, called a strike. Nothing in one. Runner at first. Owner back and ready. Bingham looking for his first hit. Here's the pitch. This one ripped toward short. Could be two. The flip to second. Wasinger's relay is in time for a double play to end the game. Lane Miller to Cole Wasinger to Wes Bosworth, and that will do it.
Wow.
This one belongs to the Hornets. 6-4-3 double play at the end retires Weston. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Today's final in 6 1/2, Richland Center 8, and Weston nothing. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show here on WRCO Radio Sports.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. The Hornets with an 8-0 victory. Welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Phil Nee joined by Hayden Burke, manager of Richland Center, and Coach Lemke sending up here to help us today. We appreciate that. And what do you take from the game today, Hayden?
Weston, I mean, they were in the game the whole entire, all seven innings. Good pitching, you know, putting the ball in play for Weston. Just they have every reason to keep their head high going into Thursday night's game for them. As for the Richland Center Hornets, conference game Thursday against Lancaster, I think this game really puts some good vibes in the dugout. Everybody's going to be in a good mood, happy, ready to go to work Thursday against Lancaster, hoping to pick up our first conference win, first conference game of the season. So, I mean, both teams played great. Both teams have a reason to go into Thursday night, both conference games, just go into Thursday night and give the other team some problems. So,
our Duncan Rewards turning point of the game coming up. Well, a couple of things come to mind for Richland Center. One of them is the three-run fourth inning, and we had RBIs in that inning from Jacob McDonald, Lane Miller, and Isaac Gauld that helped put Richland Center over the top. And then I think we have to go with Thomas Hohner, winning pitching performance today, but he faces the last seven and takes them in order with the help of that double play at the end of the game. So those two things are kind of the turning points and what made the difference in the game here today. Hayden, thanks for coming along and joining us, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Good luck the rest of the way there, getting those guys fired up in the dugout and with your many tasks that Coach Lemke gives you to do.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Hayden Burke joining us for the broadcast tonight. We'll be back with more on the postgame show from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available for the look of your dreams. Call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Double J, Gotham, in the Log Building.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. The Hornets get an 8-0 victory over Weston tonight. Looking at some of the highlights of the game, the Hornets scoring twice in the second inning. They used a total of two base hits and a big RBI from Jacob McDonald and from Brady Dash. Also, the Hornets add a run in the third, three in the fourth, and two in the sixth inning tonight. As all hands were on deck, they backed up the pitching performance of Thomas Hohner very well. Thomas goes the distance. He walks three and strikes out three and gives up three Weston hits. So threes across the board for him. Trevor Westfall goes the first four innings, strikes out three. Garrett Jennings strikes out a pair and walks two as well on the Weston mound during the game here today. Brady Dash, a big day for Richland Center in that leadoff spot, 3 for 4. Also, Jacob McDonald with two RBI, He had a base hit, 2-for-4 for Lane Miller with 2 scored. Wes Bosworth, 2-for-4 with a double and 2 scored. Isaac Gauld gets an RBI. Cole Wassinger, 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. And Ethan Haiti is 2-for-3 with a walk. But that was Avery McGlynn who came in to pinch bat, so he walked in the 6th inning. So Haiti is 2-for-3 with a run scored. On the other side for Weston, Isaac Jennings, Trevor Westfall, and Garrett Jennings all 1-for-3. Isaac had a double, Garrett Jennings a single in the 1st inning, and Weston would get just one hit after that as they suffer their first defeat of the year. They fall to 2-1. Richland Center now 1-2 on the young season. Both teams with big games coming up. For Weston, they have a game at North Crawford on Thursday. They will host New Lisbon at Casanova Memorial Park on Friday, and then they'll be at Ithaca next Monday. We'll be there as well. What is always a real showcase when those two teams play. For Richland Center, their next action is coming up on Thursday right here. They'll host Lancaster before they will host River Valley next Tuesday. We'll be here for that one as well on the radio as well. Game tonight in girls soccer has just completed. Galena gets the win over the Richland Center girls. That final is 6-0. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk about a special event going on in Richland Center this week for the Hornets, their athletes, and the alumni, and for the Richland Center sports boosters. The win tonight goes the way of the Hornets for Hayden Burke, who joined us in the booth tonight, and our engineer, Tim Feed. This is Phil Nee bidding you a very pleasant Tuesday night, and we invite you to join us all season long for selected games. Again, we'll see Weston and Richland Center again next week on our broadcast schedule, and we look forward to that as well. 8-0 the final. Richland Center gets the win over Weston tonight here at Richland Center High School. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Area High School Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The annual Richland Center Boosters Sting Night is coming up on Saturday night. They'll be honoring past Richland Center athletes and contributors Ed Makovic, Vern Lewis, Jamie Kenothi-Pauls, and Eric Olson. They'll also have a signing night for Richland Center sports athletes. Kirk Lair is the chairman of this event.
Want to really thank Coach Andy Troxel for, you know, even just mentioning this. I think it just ties in super great, you know, and so that part of it, you know, of the night, we're going to turn that over to Coach Andy and his other coaches, that, you know, and they're going to introduce these young athletes. And as you mentioned earlier, of course, I'm involved with wrestling a lot, so those come first to mind. But, you know, it's very successful group here that we're talking about, and most of them are at least three sport athletes, you know, and have done great things. But Andy's going to introduce these people or let their coaches introduce them. And he's going to start off with, you know, I don't know who he's going to start off with, but we'll mention first Teague Perkins. And Teague is done, like you say, multiple sports, but he's going to sign a letter of intent to play football at UW-Whitewater. That's where the Clarkson boy we had mentioned earlier, that's where he's at. Then you got Emma Haiti, the Haiti family involved with wrestling. She's going to go off to UW-Oshkosh. Then you mentioned Kaylee Peterson. She's just had her signing day over at Ithaca earlier this week, but because that's a co-op team in cross country, she's also going to participate here in Richland Center, and she's going to UW Stevens Point. And then used to be an old neighbor of mine, or grew up in that area down there by Twin Bluffs, the Johnsons. Roman Johnson is going to sign a letter of intent to play golf down in, I think the campus is called the Highland Cougars. They're like in northern Illinois, and he's going to play golf down there. And then now, as far as the spring sport, you have Lane Miller, who's playing Western Cavaliers. Eli Muckler is going to go to Southwest Tech, and he's going to be involved with the trap shooting team.
That's Kirk Lair of the Richland Center Sports Boosters. Sting Night is Saturday at the Phoenix Center, 5:30 for the Hall of Fame inductions, and 7:30 for the current high school athletes and their signings as well. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's Great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
A sailor, smoke a pack of nine. You're hell-bent on living like you ain't afraid to die. You're a little too fast, you won't slow down. I'm your shotgun girl till my time runs out. You're crazy. Sometimes you're lazy, you ain't worth a damn. This reckless life we're living, it's got us sinking in the sand. You're way too rough, your daddy's pride and joy. I thought a little luck would change you, but I can't fix you, boy. You're crazy. Runs deep.
you're on a port swing, baby, I'm on it. If you want a night out, baby, I'm all in. If you want a coin flip, road trip, anywhere you wanna go, baby, just call it. If you're on a dance floor, moving, I'm out there. Wanna find some laid back and let down your brown hair. You call the shots, if I'm ready or not, I don't care. Baby, I love doing life with you. You're everything I wanna wake up to. Give you all of my heart, the moon and the stars, till my time here on earth is through. 'Cause I just love, baby, I love doing life with you. I ain't gonna be there just for the sunshine. I'll hold your hand while we stand in the rain. I'll be your forever and not just your sometimes. I'll be your calm in a hurricane. Baby, I love doing life with you. You're everything I wanna wake up to. Give you all of my heart, the moon and the stars, till my time here on earth is through. I just love, baby, I love doing life with you, yeah. Thought I was good on my own, taking life on alone, but that was before my heart had a home. 'Cause baby, I love doing life with you. You're everything I wanna wake up to. Give you all of my heart, till my time here on earth is through. 'Cause I just love, baby, I love doing life with you. Doing life with you.
Dance floor, when the sun goes down.
cry. And honey, I dare you to tell me we're gonna have some fun tonight. There's no need to act surprised. One look in my eyes should say enough to you before this night is through. Honey, I dare you. Sugar, I dare you. Well, I dare you to love me tonight. Oh, honey, I dare you. Sugar, I dare you. Well, I dare.
News. I'm Daria Albing. Of the parents of Michigan high school shooter Ethan Crumbly were sentenced today to 10 to 15 years in prison. Jennifer and James Crumbly, both convicted of involuntary manslaughter, heard from families of the four students. They're